thanks for joining us, Carl, after that one. Two victories on the bounce. It's looking a bit more like it now, I feel, a bit more.
Yeah, I think, as we've said all along, we gave the lads a chance who got us a promotion last year, and the step up has probably caught a few out, so we've had to put into process a kind of a transition, and we're seeing that into the fore now.
I think someone put on the match day thread today the side that started against Gloucester City on the opening day of the season, and there's only three players left from that starting lineup, so that's very much the case. Can't escape the fact though that there's been two noticeable changes of late. Jerome Wright going left wing, and Dale Johnson coming in, which has also helped massively.
Yeah, it has. You know, you look at Greavesy and the work rate that he's done all season, and it's a tough one to ask him to do. That's why you know the chance to get Dale was there and was obviously taken. Jerome, as we all know, had been playing left back, but after his injury, obviously bringing Chris Chandler in, who's probably the best left back in the league, to be fair. You know, that kind of shuffled or give us an opportunity to play Jay a little bit further up. And in the two games so far that he's played there, he's been fantastic.
7 points clear now from the relegation zone. Some muppet on the commentary team, not James, just to say, but some on the commentary team said, oh, we're back in the playoff mix again. I think that's a bit optimistic, but are you not tempted at some point, when if the results do go that way and it is safe for the season, not to try Greaves and Johnson up front just to see what might happen?
Possibly. But, you know, it might be Greaves and Greg Daniels, it might be Greaves and Johnson, Greg Daniels, it might be... I'll make that decision, that's what I'm saying.
What I've noticed the last two games has been work rate, constant pressing. Is that something you've specifically worked on, or something that has?
Yeah, we're at our best when we're on the front foot, you know, and that's always been the way that I like to play. When I played football, that was my style, if you like. And as a manager, I like people to go and press the ball, work hard to win the ball back, and then express themselves when they get it, you know. So that's been I'm glad you've noticed that that's been a feature of the two games, because without that, and it's a given, it shouldn't even be a question, in respect of, you know, you go out there and put the work in. Like anything in life, if you don't work hard, you're going to get very little out of it.
And specifically going back to Jerome Wright, in a way it's quite interesting, him playing further forward, release him as an attacking player, but his defensive qualities of protecting his left back is invaluable.
He can do both, and that's one of the reasons that we made the change on Tuesday night. He can double up, he'll work hard, he's honest, you know, and he gives a bit more thrust in them forward areas as well.
And obviously this weekend it's the Easter schedule, and the matches come thick and fast, and they're going to be hard fought matches, I feel. There's Chorley on Saturday, and there's Curzon on Monday. This is a pivotal time now to decide, you know, is it going to be comfortable to see out the season where we want to see out the season? Is the team up for it, and are you up for it as well?
We've seen the last two performances, and then that answers the question. Anybody who knows me, if you gave me tiddlywinks, I want to win it. That's just the way that I always have been. We look forward now. You know, not long ago we were probably looking with a bit of trepidation at some of the fixtures, you know, because there was a kind of uncertainty about us at this moment in time, and he asked for it today, for that consistency, and all that consistency is based around work rate.
And they dominated the game really as well. They didn't really do much, to be honest.
That's it. If you keep the ball and you work hard when you haven't got it, you're going to cause people problems.
And is it possible to overestimate the role of the return of James Quinn in all this to the commentary?
Yeah, it's been pivotal in the kind of change round, I must say.
I mean, it must be easy on the team, not having some gob from long sight on the touchline just berating all the time.
Obviously your words, not mine, but yes.
Well, Carl, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on the last two results.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.